Death, we know, is a proven fact, and everybody shall taste it no matter what. Recently, maternal mortality seems to be on the rise in the Gambia, following many reported cases at different hospitals. Victim families blame the loss of their loved ones on the lack of blood immediately after childbirth. Family members of two victims have shared with Choice FM their experience in this regard. Ara, who died at the Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital on the 10th August this year, is a relative of Keba Sonko, a resident of Bundung Bohol, who says she died after severe pains from operation.
She was my brother's wife. I was at home when I received a call from the hospital in Banjul that she's supposed to be operated. She was operated and the baby was born. After the operation, she was always in severe pains all time. I could not sleep that night. She was like, here is pain in me. And when I hold her, she will say, no, here is pain in me. So she was with the pain until the following day. I called the doctors and they gave her 3 injections. Then they told me that she needs blood. I was not compatible with her. So I bought 2 packs of blood for $1,000. Later, they told me that they had to check the operation due to the pain she has. Then I spoke to her. She told me that I took a photo of her baby. She wants to see her child because she has not seen the baby after delivery. But before I could even show her the pictures of the baby, she was already dead during the said operation checkup by the doctors.
Another affected family member, Kumbali, who too lost her sister in childbirth, attributes it to lack of blood.
My sister's death, she has low blood that led to her death, because the time that we rushing her to another hospital after we have been informed that, well, your sister is dying, she's in low blood and there is no blood in the hospital, neither there is ambulance to help rushing the patient to another hospital. For that, there is possibility that she can still live, because even if she arrived at another hospital, she can be given the care that she needed.
Meanwhile, Dr. Musa Marina, a gynecologist at the Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital, dilates on some causes of maternal mortality.
Maternal mortality has been as old as human beings themselves. But what is most important or interesting about maternal mortality is that anybody can die as a result of pregnancy, the complications of pregnancy, or even the management. And basically, the commonest cause of maternal mortality is bleeding. We call it hemorrhage. So these women, because they are pregnant, they are at risk of bleeding any time in pregnancy or even outside pregnancy. So when you put all the deaths together, they found out that bleeding is the commonest cause. Then of recent, they've seen that women who have high blood pressure during pregnancy are the second largest. And if you look at our sub-region, it now has overtaken the causes of mortality due to hemorrhage. Other causes are due to unsafe abortions. That means abortions done by somebody who is not trained, or is done by somebody who, in a place, he, despite he has been trained, but in a place that is not hygienic. So abortion is the next commonest. And the other one is delay while they are in labor. We call it obstructed labor, meaning that the labor has gone to a level it cannot proceed, and it has been kept for a long period of time before reaching the hospital or before reaching the health facility. Those are the 4 main common causes of maternal mortality.
Dr. Marina adds that pregnancy without proper spacing can also be a factor of maternal mortality.
These are problems in our sub-region, because we see that women in our sub-region will get pregnant almost every year, or at least less than every 2 years. Because when we look at our own relief, it says that pregnancy and breastfeeding should be at least 30 months. That's like 1 year, 8 months. So what tend to happen if you get pregnant every year is you undergo through what we call depletion. Human being naturally stores things in case something happens in the future. And if you are somebody who gets pregnant all the time, has 9 pregnancies, 8 pregnancies, 10 pregnancies. So that store, whatever you have stored, would be depleted. So we have what we call depleted syndrome. They undergo this depleted syndrome. And majority of them, if they lose their pregnancy, even before or immediately after delivery, they tend to replace that pregnancy immediately. So they haven't have time to recover. Okay, so these are some of the issues.
Dr. Marina explains why some women lack blood immediately after childbirth.
Pregnancy alone is a journey, and the journey is not easy. When you are ready to get pregnant, you have to make sure that everything is all right in you. What we call pre-pregnancy K, care, you need to go to the health facility for them to see whether you have a problem or not. So you may have a problem, or you just recently completed one pregnancy, less than 1 year. You've taken part of your blood level and you need to replace it before you venture into another pregnancy. So majority of our women, they venture into pregnancy already having low blood. So when that happens, they have to share with their baby. So this thing will even go down more. Over the period of the 9 months, they are given supplements to take. Majority of the women don't take them. And even if they are taking them, they don't go to the health facility regularly. They only go when they are already in labor. Already they have a problem, a complication has already arisen.
He says the solution for the mentioned problem is collective work from the society and the government.
One way of dealing with delay in recognizing danger signs is awareness. We need to talk to the people about the danger signs. They need to be aware what is normal, what is not normal. When you see something, you need to report early. We need to empower women. Government, they are bringing out policies to empower women, avoiding early marriage, gender-based violence, or some of those things. Because even by denying them resources for them to go to hospital, it's all gender-based violence. Okay, so these are some of the issues. The government policy also has to look at training of doctors, providing more health facilities. And the health facilities just provide the comprehensive obstetric care, meaning that they have a theater and a blood donation services. Men should follow their women to the antenatal clinic to listen to what is going to be said at that time, so that they will help their women when they are pregnant. You are two people sharing one. Okay, you want to bring a healthy child into this world. You should be actively involved in it.
In light of the above, pregnant women are required to eat good food for the well-being of both the mother and child from the onset till childbirth and even after. Meanwhile, pregnancy requires good food and enough nutrition to sustain both mother and baby till childbirth and after. In that regard, Fatou Drame, a nutritionist at the National Nutrition Agency, NANA, says pregnant women should eat foods that are categorized in four sections, as she explains.
Nutrition is the building block of life and well-being. Pregnant women should eat foods from the four main food groups. And these are our energy foods called carbohydrates and fats. They should also eat body-building foods, in other words, called proteins. They should also eat protective foods, such as minerals.
Drama says hidden hunger affects women of childbearing age in the Gambia.
For the pregnant women, studies have shown in the Gambia that micronutrient malnutrition, or otherwise called hidden hunger, such as iron deficiency disorders, vitamin A deficiency, and iron deficiency, affect women of childbearing age and children under 5. And these include the pregnant women. For iodine deficiency anemia, it affects pregnant and lactating mothers and also children under 5. It also contributes to 20% of complications during pregnancy and childbirth, thus contributing to maternal mortality.
She also mentions that leafy vegetables that can help women prepare for childbirth. She adds that ignorance and poverty can also lead to maternal mortality with regards to nutrition.
Let's eat foods that are very rich in iron, because one of the factors behind iron deficiency anemia is inadequate intake of iron-rich foods. And these are such as meat, chicken, especially dark green leafy vegetables such as sorrel, kereng-kereng, moringa leaves, the cassava leaves, the potato leaves, the beans, milk, eggs, and iron-fortified palm millet. The environment and personal hygiene, water sanitation will also contribute. Poverty will also contribute to micronutrient malnutrition. Ignorance. These are all contributing factors to iron deficiency anemia in this country. Therefore, I will tell you that our pregnant and lactating women and children under 5 should eat iron-rich food. And this is why with the food and the biofortification, there are food products that are fortified with iron. The flour is also fortified with vitamin A. Oil is also fortified with vitamin A.
Those were views of family members who lost their loved one during childbirth, a doctor and a nutritionist highlighting causes and solutions of maternal mortality. For Choice FM News, I am Mariama Cham.